Wainwright's future was in the hands of a jury. If he was found guilty, he would most likely spend the next 20 years in prison. He would miss seeing his kids grow up, and he would be away from his beloved farm. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It was 1982, and Wayne Kreitz was called to testify in front of Congress about grain elevator bankruptcies and how it affected farmers. He had forcibly removed his stored grain from a bankrupt elevator near New Madrid, Missouri, against a federal judge's orders. He told Congress,
"Justice is not always brought and set in your lap. Sometimes you have to stand up, and sometimes you have to reach for it. And I believe for every person that's unjustly treated will not stand up, then the next person that does has to stand a little taller."
Kreitz fought a legal battle for several years. Because he took his stored beans from a bankrupt elevator against a court order, one federal judge was determined to make Kreitz pay.
This judge had issued this contempt of court fine of 200-some-odd thousand. So what they're going to do is start taking my property to satisfy this fine.
A federal marshal arrested him when Kreitz was serving as grand marshal of a parade in Arkansas. The crowd was incensed by the action of the government, especially at their town parade. When Wayne was cuffed and put in the car, the situation became tense.
They surrounded the car, and they started rocking the car. These people are really upset, and I kept telling them, I said, you better get us out of here.
Kreitz was eventually tried for obstruction of justice, and there was no doubt he had denied the federal judge's order, but he hoped the jury would side with him, believing his grain was rightfully his. He recalls the decision of the jury being handed to the judge.
The judge looked at it, and he said, was this a unanimous decision? He just pitched it. It fell on the floor, and the bailiff picked it up. He said, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Kreitz did not go to jail. His fight helped put the issue of grain elevator bankruptcies into the national spotlight. Unfortunately, laws were slow to change, and Wayne left production agriculture in 1987. Traveling the countryside in Puxico, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.